Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes, Barry Rosner.
Seriously, why are you guys bothering me? What do you want from me? I think I've made it clear that I don't really want to participate anymore. And yet you call and you call. I'll say it again. I love Tanny, but Shane I have no use for. And I don't understand why he just won't leave me alone. Seriously.
Afternoons on the Score.
11 guys on the field. You know, sometimes it's my fault.
God, I love this song. Nothing could be more opposite of, like, personality-wise that I relate to more than DMX's Stop Being Greedy.
Is this the one that Felder referenced?
Mm-hmm.
So look at that. Tanny listening, finding...
Tanny,
how about me listening, huh?
Yeah.
Give it up for me. Thanks for listening to the show.
Hey, remember what we are used to dealing with. I don't even know who that's a shot at.
Yeah, I've been here forever. Yeah, too long, probably.
He's been in the chair. Like,
it's you not listening.
I mean, what a great... If it calls for me to force my way in the door, head hunting, stay on the floor. Woo! Bars, DMX!
Favorite
bars.
DMX fact, that he parked himself outside of the hospital when Tupac got shot and was in there waiting for someone to show up to finish the job so he could take him out first.
That's a DMX fact?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hammer did that too.
Oh wait, maybe it was MC Hammer. Ah, damn! I think it might.
See, here's
the
thing about facts.
oh yeah, man, was just, it MC Hammer?
Just have him get your facts straight before you give us a fact.
Somebody should be reading Wikipedia.
They should be. I swear, I thought it was DMX.
There might be a DMX story in there too, but Hammer very famously drove around the hospital when Tupac was shot.
I thought that was DMX.
Because people don't realize that Hammer wasn't just the guy in the pants.
Worry,
he was a real gangster.
It's okay. So. People often confuse Hammer and DMX. It's okay. I'm telling you, as your friend,
I love those pictures of young DMX when he was a ball boy at the Oakland A's stadium with Ricky Henderson.
Also Hammer.
Oh, man. Damn. So
was
close.
Your favorite DMX song, Let's Get It Started?
Sure is. I feel like such an idiot.
DMX time.
It was a whole thing in the 90s.
So stupid.
Oh, man, I don't make mistakes.
No, usually don't. I mean, Tanny's great at listening. You're great at dinner. Well, actually, Tanny's great at dinner,
He's
too.
He's elite.
Yeah, there's a lot. We got a lot going on.
Shane. Yeah, I like Shane being very... Very spiteful today in the meeting, talking about, hey, since Tanny's so great at dinner, how about we blah blah blah,
we
have something for down the road.
He's still pissed at that. He's still pissed at that.
No,
Shane, I appreciate you trying to connect with me in that way. It is not lost on me that that's what you were doing.
Oh, that's lovely.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That is DMX.
I know.
And it's excellent. Have you never heard DMX sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I think I just did. I think I just caught enough of it.
It's pretty good. What Shane did was pretty good.
I believe it. That's good news.
But yes, I appreciate the effort of trying to, you know.
Yeah, sorry about that. Keep going.
It's so fine.
So, no Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Joseph Spence?
And if you ever saw him, you would even say it close. Come on, come on! All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
That's solid. Hey, join 670 The Score and Shane Reardon at The Wall at Marcus Theater Cinema in Gurnee this Thursday.
We'll do DMX facts.
You can talk rap history with him.
Just don't tweet Shane with hashtag DMX facts.
Don't. Yeah, that would be terrible.
This Thursday.
If you were to tweet him with hashtag DMX facts.
Don't do that. 7 to 9 p.m. over at The Wall at Marcus Theater Cinema in Gurnee for a College Hoops watch party and DMX fact exchange. The Wall is the ultimate college basketball viewing experience. Enjoy specials on drafts and apps. Plus, enter to win Score prizes. Visit thewall.marcustheaters.com for more information.
So Aaron Rodgers is a man without a country.
Yeah, the Vikings don't want him.
Supposedly, reportedly, they don't want him. So we are like, wait, where's the chairs are all being removed.
Mm-hmm.
It's musical chairs. I asked Speaks. I was like, Speaks, is there any way that Aaron Rodgers would take a backup job somewhere?
Oh, hell no. He's not ready for that. Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to do
41?
That. He doesn't care. He still thinks he's Aaron Rodgers. And he actually played pretty damn well down the stretch for the Jets.
The numbers, I think, actually look better than he played.
I watched
but
the Dolphins
numbers
game.
Were good.
I was watching the Dolphins game, and I saw some stuff that I was impressed by.
I agree. There is enough to make you go, yes, he's still a viable quarterback. If the stats weren't connected to the name Aaron Rodgers, he'd have a job. Right now.
That's interesting. Yeah, maybe so. Cam Hayward of the Steelers, not a big fan of this process dragging on the way that it is. Cam Hayward on his podcast was talking about it and said, I'm tired of talking about the situation. I'd rather have it done. I don't know what ends up happening. Asked specifically about Rodgers, he said, I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that
crap.
Wait.
Speaks.
Yeah.
We have it,
no,
right?
No, he said the whole thing. It's all good.
I didn't think we had it. I didn't think we had it. I just thought I was going to talk about it. Sorry about that. I'm new here.
You know what's crazy?
What's that?
When you're in a good mood, you ruin all of ours. Damn.
Oh, wow. That's heavy.
Yeah!
How's that mood looking now, Speaks? How are we now?
I've been in a good mood all day, and I told these guys that I was unshakable.
Nothing was going to bring you down.
And Lawrence just made it real.
Hey, I'm praying for you.
And so is DMX.
A DMX song, right?
You're praying on me?
Well, you got to pray. Well, the thing is, also a Hair song, but DMX notoriously is actually known for praying on stage, or was known.
Do we have Cam Hayward talking about Aaron Rodgers?
Nope.
And screw all y'all, you know? I'm just doing radio. That's all I'm doing.
What's the quote? I'll read it.
I'll read it to you, and then you can read it. Anyway, I would like Aaron Rodgers to go to a specific place that doesn't have a football team. They don't have a football team. It's too hot. Play down there.
Want him to go to hell.
I really do. I really do. That's where I'd like him to go. I mean, I enjoy loathing that man. It gives me some happiness, some sports happiness. I don't loathe a lot of people, but that guy I loathe, and I wish terrible things for him.
Well, when we were trying to work through this, we were like, okay, well, what's left? He could, if Minnesota's off the table, he could definitely go to Pittsburgh still, because they kind of lowballed Justin Fields, and he's like, no, I'm going to take this bad job with the Jets, and I'm going to take this $30 million instead.
Yep.
He could do that. He could go play for the Giants and know that he's not going to play championship football at all.
Right, he can go beef with a bad team. He should go to the Steelers. That's where he should go.
Tanny said something that kind of sent a shiver up my spine when he said it, because it makes all the sense in the world. He should go to San Francisco.
Oh, It's where he's wanted to be.
Let's say you get to go home, you get to rub it in the face of your family, because we know that's important
to him. Speaks backtrack. Is that true? Remember, they're the team that passed on him in the draft.
Right.
And so he has that chip on his shoulder about that team, but it would be so Aaron Rodgers to be like, okay, the only guy that can get, now you need me. Yeah. I give you a ring. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think he does want to be there, and but I don't know.
And what you could do
is, it's a point, because you're right about the family. Like, it's not a good feeling to go back home for him. You know? He'd have to manufacture that.
Well, I don't think that he has an issue going back to California. I think he loves being out in California. But
would Blue of Earth go with him?
He's not with her anymore.
He should be. That was my favorite girlfriend of his.
She changed her name to Really Blue after this relationship ended.
Am I Blue of Earth? Yeah. It totally was.
Maybe Danica will jump back on board.
That's right. There's a big pile.
Yeah, he's had a very interesting off the field life.
And then what's her name? The actress who said that
Shailene Woodley.
She basically said that it was miserable. Like, her existence was miserable.
But she's kind of miserable. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
And so is he.
Yeah, she was pregnant as a teenager.
Was she?
Shailene Woodley facts.
Please have this right, Shane. This is right? This is a correct fact.
You said
fact.
DMX was pregnant as a teenager?
Shailene Woodley pregnant in high school. Look it up.
Oh, that's too bad. I mean,
on ShaneFacts.com.
Does it make you a miserable person?
No. That's true. I don't
want to make sure we got that right.
Texter says Aaron Rodgers is Trevor Bauer levels of caustic. He's going nowhere. He's getting blackballed and he deserves it. Do you guys believe that? I don't believe that that's actually happening, that he's getting blackballed.
I think that there are a lot of front office people that are like, are we close enough to winning a championship? Do we not have a quarterback better? And do we want to put up with all of the stuff?
Well, if he has the sense of entitlement that he's going to take over a franchise the way that he did with the Jets after that thing went to hell that way.
That's another thing.
Nobody's going to allow him to do that, but he's got to be humbled at least a touch.
I know this much. Pittsburgh needs a quarterback. Now, they could go and draft one. They can be like, oh, we're going to draft Jackson Dart, and we're going to start all over and do this stuff. Mm-hmm. The San Francisco thing, to me, could make sense, and here's why. If you don't want to pay Brock Purdy $250 million, you have Aaron Rodgers come in there for $45 million, and then you draft someone in a much better quarterback draft next year.
Fair.
It could work.
Yep.
We need to take a break. When we come back, why don't we talk a little bit about a couple players that you should watch during the NCAA tournament if you're a Bulls fan. I got two that you need to think about. It's next here on The Score.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.